Tim Fleming in the morning on AM 1300 KGLO.
AM 1300 KGLO. Good morning. I'm Tim Fleming, and in studio we have Kativa Weitzel with us. Kativa, how are you?
I'm doing good this morning.
Well, good. Chamber Ag Breakfast is coming up. It's on Wednesday, the 20th of March. Man, that's coming up fast.
Yeah, just a couple more weeks.
Yeah. Now, we've been hearing Jesse talk about this a lot on KGLO with the Farmer of the Year program and all of the years that KGLO has been tied to the Ag Breakfast. It's been located at the fairgrounds, so this is a little different twist for you guys this year on location, isn't it?
Yes, we're going to try out the Music Man Square. So this is the 37th year of the Egg Breakfast, and the previous 36 were at the Event Center. But this year we're trying the Music Man Square, trying to get maybe some of those farmers and agriculture people haven't been to our downtown or haven't been to the Music Man Square, and we kind of see that as a shining light in our community.
Well, it's an idea, too. I think from a facility standpoint, it certainly can handle it.
Yes.
And it can handle crowds. And, I mean, I can almost see the cooking station set up
on
the streetscape mm-hmm. and all that kind of stuff. So you've got a plan laid out, don't you?
Oh, yeah. It'll be exciting. It'll be good.
Now, from a parking standpoint, people have multiple places to park.
Yep. You can park in the library parking lot. Or if you go to the west side, you can park in the Southbridge Mall parking lot. Both doors to Music Man Square will be open. And there'll be registration at both doors.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And we can hope then by the 20th, through the snow piles have all melted away.
Or a little bit at least would be nice.
Tell us about the program. You do have a couple of speakers this year that we should hear a little bit about.
Yes, Dr. John Lawrence. He's the vice president for ICU Extension. He's going to talk about serving agriculture yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Very relevant. And then also Dr. Wendong Zhang. He's talking about seven things you should know about China to understand the trade war, which is a really hot topic right now. Knowing where your food is coming from, but also knowing where your food is going.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah, as a matter of fact, this week it's been talked about in the news.
Yes.
And this impacts farmers in our area.
Mm-hmm.
Will there be any questions and answers kinds of things?
Yep. They'll have their presentations, and then there'll be questions and answers afterwards, and then they are able to speak one-on-one too if you would like to talk to them. Yep. So a book of eight tickets is $80, so
yeah.
That's $10 a person, or if you're coming individually it's $12, and that's just to make up for the extra.
Right. And honestly, like I said, when you think about it, for the speakers, for the program, for the setup on everything. It's a great thing, too, for ag-related businesses to have their farmers that they work with mm-hmm. come on in and buy a book of tickets and get a table and enjoy everything together. Because it's, as I said, I think it's incredibly affordable. I really do.
Yeah, the Egg Breakfast is really to appreciate the agriculture and the farming community in our area. And so bringing anybody into that, whether they work directly with agriculture or not, everybody's affected by it.
Yeah.
So this is a great opportunity to see what it's about and see who's interested and who's doing what.
So tell us, now we talk about the breakfast itself, and that is worth more than $10 a ticket.
Yes.
Just itself.
Made to order omelets with local products. We also have donuts, juice, hot coffee, all the delicious things that you want for your morning spread.
Yeah, all the coffee you can drink.
Yes.
We were talking about that. I mean, people like to come early.
Yep.
Sip
you come
coffee,
early.
And
have great conversation.
Great conversation. Talk about some of the topics that these guys are going to be visiting with on stage. But again, the made to order omelet, if you're going out to a restaurant to have that done. Oh, it's way over $10.
Oh, way over.
And then you add the juice and coffee and the donuts. Man, oh, man. It's good stuff. No, it really, really is good stuff. How many will you be in the – which room will you be in? Now, you're going to cook outside in the streetscape.
Yep, we'll cook outside in the streetscape. There'll be a few booths out there, too. Our sponsors have booths. And then in the reunion hall is where we'll set up the main show.
Awesome. That'll be awesome. Really good stuff. Looking forward to it. And I know Jesse's going to be down to broadcasting at the event. So it's Wednesday, March 20th. To get the tickets in advance, go through the chamber office, stop by and see you guys.
Yep, stop by the chamber, call us, email us, ask for Kativa, and I'll give you all the info.
And you're probably walking around. You probably have tickets in your pocket right
yes,
now.
Yes, I'm everywhere. So
do you have tickets
if
with you?
Need, yes, I do. But don't tell anybody.
They'll track you down wherever you're at. They'll
tackle me.
No, don't do that. Kativa, anything else we need to know about the Ag Breakfast coming up?
Just don't forget to nominate anybody for that Farmer of the Year Award. It can be any farmer, farming family. And if you think you deserve it, you can nominate yourself.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, there's nothing against it. So.
Yeah, good idea. Mm-hmm. I can't qualify. My garden doesn't make me a farmer, but yeah, I might be close.
Get a little dirt under your fingernails.
I'll do the best I can. Kativa, good to see you.
Yes, have a good day.
AM 1300 KGLO, getting it set for Mason City and North Iowa and the 2019 Ag Breakfast.